You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm David Lazarus, in for Lizzie O'Leary. One of the regular things we do on the show is look into an economic story that you bring to our attention. It's a segment we call Local Money. This week, we got an email from listener Tim Baer. He asked why many of the roads in California are still in poor condition, considering the state has a budget surplus. And that kind of reminded us of the headline in The Onion a few years ago that read, "We must repaint our nation's crumbling infrastructure." It seems to me duct tape is also good in situations like that. Unfortunately, Bayer's sentiment is nothing new. Dilapidated infrastructure is something the entire nation deals with. And the reason for that, well, it all comes down to, you guessed it, money. Here to tell us more is Kelly Madrick. She's the transportation reporter for CQ Roll Call. Hiya, Kelly.
Glad to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about what the listener says here, because it's very interesting. We're all driving on dilapidated roads and bridges. And here in L.A., I'm constantly hitting potholes and thinking, why isn't anyone doing anything about this? So why isn't anyone doing anything about this?
So there's a lot of different people doing things about this, and that might be part of the problem. I mean, when you look at road and bridge transportation issues nationwide, we have problems when it comes to the federal program, the state program, and the interplay between both of those. So when you're driving on a state highway in California, it's not just state officials and state budgets you have to worry about, but the federal budget as well. And when it comes to the federal transportation program, we've been in something of a limbo since 2008, some would argue earlier, where we're constantly encountering these funding shortfalls caused by an imbalance between motor fuels taxes that pay states for federal transportation projects and the spending levels that have been authorized by Congress.
And let's talk about that, because drivers routinely gripe about gas taxes and lose track of the fact that if it wasn't for gas taxes, they'd be four-wheeling over dirt roads.
It's a very complicated issue because on the state level, there's plenty of states across the country who have raised their own gas taxes, California included. But then on the federal level, gas taxes haven't been raised since 1993. And when you're looking at big highway and bridge projects, 80% of the costs are funded by the federal government. So we have a funding source that hasn't increased since 1993 that's paying for programs. Congress wants to spend more, so what have they done? They've had this kind of stop-and-start funding system where they transfer money from general fund revenues into this big highway trust fund. It's kind of like the bank account that reimburses states for projects. And then states have to go in and put in their 20%. And in the case of California, their budgets have been all over the place. They have a revenue surplus this year. But in past years, California's borrowed from transportation funding in order to meet their own shortfalls.
So let me see if I've got this right. People want there to be spending on the big infrastructure projects. Congress wants to spend on these things. However, Congress doesn't want to raise taxes to do it, even though it doesn't have enough revenue coming in from taxes to cover it. So instead, it plays a shell game with its finances to bamboozle us into thinking that there's money that isn't really there.
You nailed it in a pretty good way. But another way to kind of think about it, too, is that lawmakers have signed a no new taxes pledge. Plenty of them follow this pledge that's been put together by Grover Norquist, a big conservative leader. And so a gas tax is off the table, even though that is the one discrete and major revenue source for transportation. The result is that this year we passed a five-year, $305 billion transportation reauthorization bill. $70 billion of that came from transferring money from general fund revenues. And in order to do that, Congress has set up rules that they have to do what's called offset that by cutting spending elsewhere or increasing revenue somehow. The majority of that money came not from transportation sources, but from changing Federal Reserve programs and cutting money from the Federal Reserve of all places.
And even if the feds don't come through, then it's up to the state, then it's up to counties and municipalities to deal with these issues. And in the past, we've seen borrowing, bond floats, not to put too fine a point on it. Are we still seeing aggressive issuance of bonds to cover these big ticket projects?
Some states are going aggressively after bond issuance, but also there's only so much debt that states can take on. Alternatively, they could raise gas taxes, but even that is going to be kind of difficult to bridge this massive gap when it comes to moving transportation projects. Even with what seems to be a five-year kind of hiatus in terms of this federal chaos, at the end of that five-year period, they're going to land right back at a zero balance. And so we're going to be back in the same place that we were just in December.
And I imagine there's only so much transportation dollars and investment to go around. So in a place like California, where big bucks are being devoted to development of a high-speed rail network, which is going very slowly and very over budget, it's probably hard to make the case that there should be either more borrowing or more spending on traditional things like roads and bridges and other such stuff.
It's a theme that is repeated over and over again on Capitol Hill, that roads and bridges aren't sexy. And nobody's really found a way to make them that way. But in order to keep people from sitting in traffic constantly, politicians and local and state government leaders and federal leaders are going to try to find a way to do that.
Kelly Madrick is transportation reporter with CQ Roll Call. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for asking me on the show.